Hey, sorry, I was just checking out and walking out of the store.
No, you're good. Hold on, give me 1 minute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, so I just drove right in the house, pulled from the car, and threw it on the line.
You what? You're breaking up again. Something about you drove by the house?
I said I drove back by the house. Now both of the cars are gone. So obviously he saw me and he told his girlfriend to disappear.
All right.
Hey, let me guess. You didn't specify anything and he's not talking to you.
I haven't tried getting in touch with him yet. So I've been busy running around. I've been busy all day. I went out to PA and came back, and then Lori grabbed me. We just ran to a couple stores, and we just ran into Michelle at the one store. So I was checking out, and she's inside talking to Michelle. So.
Yep.
So I don't know.
No, that he just got a computer, and I just got to sit down and keep playing stupid. But you know, he's still everybody's favorite. So.
Who said he's everybody's favorite?
No, just everyone likes fucking Ty. Everyone likes Danny. Like, I am always the enemy. That's just how I feel most of the time. Everyone does everything for Danny. Everyone does everything for Ty. While I'm stuck here like, what the fuck?
No, everybody doesn't do everything for Danny, and I don't know who everybody is that does everything for Ty.
Well, according to Ty, you gave him money to get that house.
Okay. Whatever.
That's what he told me. He said that he asked you for the money and you gave it to him because there's no other way he could have got that.
No, I haven't seen Ty.
No, he said that you sent him $1,500 for that house.
No, I didn't send him $1,500.
Or you sent him $500. What? I gotta go back through my checks, but I hope he said that he sent him some kind of money.
So. I'm not going to sit here and defend anybody. You know, nobody's anybody's favorites. You know, do I like Ty? Do I like Ty? Yeah, I like Ty. I think Ty's a nice guy. I like the guy that Michelle was married to, Matt. You know, I liked him. He was a nice guy. You know what I mean?
Right, but
that doesn't mean that anybody's playing favorites, you know?
But did you spend my money?
No.
Okay.
So.
No, I know. Alright, well, like, I'm just like delirious sleep tired, but I got 2 hours of sleep on the road, and now I'm just like, I don't need to sleep again.
When did you get out there?
Was it 6 o'clock this morning? Oh. I got out here, I checked my hotel, I took a shower, I ate breakfast, and then I went to church.
Right.
Otherwise, I drove through the night. I pulled over 20, but I only took an hour and a half because it was so freaking cold.
Well, how far is it from one to the other? How far is it from, like, you to Missouri?
Well, we're trying. About 9 hours.
Right.
But from St. Louis, it's only 6. But because he lives on the opposite side of fucking Missouri... closer to Kansas.
Well, I know, yeah, because I knew I flew into Kansas when I was supposed to bring the kids back there. I mean, I still went there and then flew to Florida. But I knew, I didn't know how far, I thought Whiteman's like an hour from, like, Kansas City.
Yeah,
but I don't know what direction. Like, I'm not familiar with Missouri enough to know, you know, I don't know where much is, you know what I mean? Well, where are you heading that you're driving back past this house?
I'm driving back down to the hotel, but I can still sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm freaking.
But where are you said you're staying where, Clinton?
I'm staying in the same town that Ty is in, but I'm staying in, like, the actual town. She lives on the outskirts.
Okay. I don't even know what town Whiteman's in. That's right. I remember you saying that with the schools. Okay.
Yeah, so that's not there, and that's just, yeah. Like, so, like, a quick, I don't know, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. You keep breaking up. I don't know if it's on speaker or not.
Yeah,
Okay. All right, we'll see what happens, you know. I mean, if, I don't know. You said tomorrow they're going to appoint a law guardian? Right, but then what are they doing with the protective order? I can't understand what you're saying.
Because they're trying to do what's in the best interest for Steph, because, you know, they're still, like, go flush. Okay, are we really sold for drones? Yes, there are. Yeah. So, I don't know, once they give them that guardian, I don't think they have to overpay.
Yeah, I don't know. Lori knows more about that stuff than I do. I've never had to deal with that, so I don't know.
Let me. Yeah, well, because you were lucky. Wendy was just like, "Yeah, fuck the kids. I get lucky."
Well, the kids were both like teenagers, and they were able to make their own decisions and who they wanted to go with.
Yeah.
You know, we had a mutual agreement. We both lived in the same town. The kids went to the same school. You know, we just had an agreement that it was at the kids' decision. If they said they wanted to stay with me, they stayed by me. You know, Dan originally said he wanted to stay by me, and then Michelle said she wanted to stay by Wendy. And then Michelle said she was going to do 1 week with Wendy, 1 week with me, and within a short amount of time, I had both of them full-time.
Yeah.
You know, because Wendy wouldn't give her a key to the apartment. She wouldn't let her there. You know, she wasn't allowed there if she wasn't there. It was a whole, it was a problem, you know. Between Wendy coming home, drunk, and Jim, and all the other stuff, it was a problem. So.
Oh, I'm sweet.
But they were both old enough to make their decisions and say who they wanted to be with.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand how the hell this guardian's going to do anything with Seth. Like, I like to think they can step back. Yeah, this is probably stupid to separate, you know, Seth from his parents, his mother, and brothers. Like. Like, the boys talk to each other. Like, that's what I'm going to say. Like, fine, you want me to stay away from Seth? Fine. But he does have brothers that want him. And I know he wants his brothers too.
Right.
I think that's pretty fair. Like, why are you going to start separating children, the, you know, siblings for no state? I mean, what Nathan and Keith never did anything to us. Like, I get it. The issue between me and Seth, so keep it between us.
Right.
You know? But, and I don't even know if Ty's going to do what the courts tell him to do. Like, I don't know if he's going to be an asshole like Dan was. I was just like, no, I don't need to do anything. I'll make my own rules.
Yeah, well, he's obligated to follow, you know, he's obligated to follow whatever the court says. The last thing you want to do is piss off a judge.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, but shame on Danny, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, but look what happened. Danny waited, what, a year, and he still got everything that he wanted, so.
But what did he get that he wanted?
He still got the, I had sole custody of the kids. I had sole freaking custody. And then, instead a year went by, we went back to court to finalize the divorce, and the judge is like, hey, has any violence happened in the past year? Well, no, he's in New Jersey, I'm in Nevada. Like, we're all sitting there looking at each other like, no one requests that. And Dan's like, oh, thank you. No. I don't know. Now, if I was in Jersey, there probably would have still been crap going on, but...
I don't know. See, I had nothing to do with Dan's divorce. I didn't, you know, I had no involvement in that. You know, most of the time, he never told me what was going on, so...
Well, because he knew he was dead wrong with the divorce. He knew he was dead wrong with everything. Because once it came with the Air Force, with the 8 accounts of sexual assault and the child abuse and spousal abuse and everything, Danny didn't have a leg to stand on. But then he was even giving CPS an issue because they're like, we want you to have a psych eval. No, I'm not going to do it. We want you to go to anger management. No, I don't want to do it. We want you to go to parenting classes. No, I don't want to do it. And, like, he didn't do anything, and a year went by, and he got what he wanted, like...
Well, what documented domestic violence do you have with Ty?
It's all on the Air Force Base. everything happened on the Air Force Base, so Ty is going to get screwed Air Force Base.
But what do you have documented?
Like, me, what are I have pictures I can show you. Like, Ty has a really bad habit. Okay, I yell and scream and I storm out of a room, right? Let me get it off my chest and let me walk away. Ty doesn't do that. Ty will grab me and pull me back to finish the fight. And of course, I'm 5'2", 120 pounds. Ty is 6'4", 220 pounds. You know, so I have bruises on my arms from him grabbing me. When we were driving from fucking Las Vegas to Kentucky, me and him got into a fight on the road, he hit my head into the dashboard and cracked the dash. Like, you know, like I just sat there like, okay, fine, fight's over. Like, and I had a big fucking egg on my head. Didn't even say anything, whatever, it's a 3-day drive, it will eventually go away. I think right after you guys left, after I had Seth, we got into a huge blowout argument where, like, our neighbor jumped the fence, opened up our back door to see what the hell was going on because me and him were fighting so loud, you know, saw that Ty was choking me against the fucking oven, and turned around and called security forces. Security forces came, guess who came with them? David. So as soon as I saw David, I said to him, like, David, make them stop, make everybody go away. And David, like, said, you don't want to press charges and just say that you fell. Just say that you just had a baby, you're having an emotional breakdown. And I was like, okay. So I went up to David's officer, and I said to him, I fell, I was having an emotional breakdown, but with screwed Ty, for whatever reason, before he left the house, he went in the bedroom and he took the .45. And now David knew I had the gun. So they said, do you have any weapons? David just said, like, you need to tell them that. They're going to find out because it's registered with them anyway. And I was like, yeah, we have a .45 in the closet. That's truthfully where I thought it was. Well, security forces went into the closet and into the bathroom because we had the gun in a lockbox and then we had the ammo inside our bathroom on the very top shelf because everything has to be separate. So we had everything separated. You know, and they went in there, and they're like, ma'am, there's no gun and no ammo. And I was like, fuck. And they're like, you don't know where it is? And I'm like, no, I don't. You know, and David gives the eye roll, and he put out a bravo for Ty Lorenelson. He's like, what's, you know, car description, blah, blah, blah. You know, and of course, Ty doesn't read the case. He drives out to Area 2. Why, I don't know. But that's the middle of dumb fuck nowhere. That's where he works with weapons. Drives back, so all the security forces are there, and they said to Ty, like, do you have your weapons? He said, yeah, I do. I went out shooting today. Which was a lie. He didn't. Why he took the gun, I don't know. But when they told Ty to come out, the gun was underneath the seat. He got himself in trouble with that, and he just said, hey, I'm shooting. I forgot to lock it up. You know, it happened. I didn't leave the base. So they have all that shit documented. Anything that happened in the Air Force side, that's all documented. It has been like, while I'm going to Turkey, different things are coming out. You know, and while I'm having a hard time talking about it or having my breakdowns. That's all being documented. Fort Knox is sending it to Whiteman. And like I said, I don't know what they're looking at. I have no idea. I don't know what they're telling each other.
Right.
But you just don't get an Air Force lawyer for nothing. I know that for certain.
But who has an Air Force lawyer?
I do. I got the call Friday that I'm being signed an Air Force lawyer. So, and OSI is supposed to be giving me a call. They just wanted to be like, okay, well, where are you? And I said, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Nearest Air Force base is spot, 4 hours away. But because Whiteman is doing it, they might have to send somebody from Scott out to come and talk to me because once OSI gets involved, they handle it. They're not going to have the Army special investigations to it. They want Air Force only to do it. So they need to now send someone out there to do it to actually sit down and talk to me. Why they can't do it on the phone, I don't know. Probably because there's no two of them. Probably watching my body language and everything else. But I don't know, conspiracy theories I have.
Yeah, I don't know. I was never in the military, so I don't know. I never had to deal with any of that, you know?
Well, like, when OSI investigated Danny made the really bad mistake of being nasty to them. and lying. So, because, like, I don't know if Danny could say, because I only heard bits and pieces of it from Huggins, but, like, with that investigating Danny, Danny's like, I don't need to talk to you, and they're like, yes, you do. We own you, yes, you do. That's a direct order to talk to us. And Danny didn't want to, and then they asked Danny to go through his phone, because he had pictures of other girls that he was working with. But, like, Danny was so desperate. It would be girls, Ryan, because I saw one of the pictures. It would be girls bending over, picking up a box, and Danny was taking pictures of their asses. Like, they're in uniform, but you can't even see the figure. Like, what? You know, and that fucking other, the other airman's wife that he slept with, his phone had nothing but pictures of her on there.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know. That's all Danny's past. And I'm sure Danny's not going to tell you anything about it, but this is just what I heard from Huggins. So, I don't know.
All right, well, let me get going, because I got to finish going to some other stores, and they're coming out here, so. All right?
Who's coming out?
Laurie and Michelle, so.
Oh, so where's Nathan and Keith?
Right now, I think they're with Danny.
Lovely.
So.
Should I cut my throat now or later? Should I wait till after the court? Should I just, like, tell myself, would everyone be happy if I just do that? Like.
Nobody's saying to kill yourself, Denise.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm eventually just going to have a stroke. It's okay.
Right,
just let me get this baby in me, and then I can just croak.
Don't croak. I hate going to funerals.
Well, you don't have to. Maybe knowing Ty, he'll just have me cremated so he can save on the money, and, you know, then you can just spread my ashes somewhere. Please let it be St. George. Please let it be St. George, Utah.
All right. All right, well, let me get going, because I got some more things I got to do, and I got to go to work in 3 hours, so.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, bye.
All right, bye.